I guess I will have to take you a little over the ocean to the Middle East after the talks were in the United States, back to Jordan. This work was done at the Jordan University of Science and Technology, and the title of it is The Adsorption and Desorption of the Herbicide Glyphosate by Soils of Varying Organic Matter Content. Actually, we'll talk about several properties of soils that determine the adsorption. The objectives of this work were to characterize the adsorption and desorption of glyphosate in three different types of soils, to evaluate the effect of the ionic strength on its adsorption in these soils, and to understand the thermodynamic effect on glyphosate retention and availability in soils. The soils that were used, we used three soils. They were collected from the agricultural part of Jordan in the northern part of Jordan. It's one of the areas that receives more rainfall usually than the rest of the country. Rainfall is about, on the average, 400, 500. In some years, it can get up to 600. And one of the soils is from a little drier area that gets in the neighborhood of about 250 millimeter rainfall. We will call them soil 1, soil 2, soil 3, just for simplicity in the presentation. And the characteristics of the soil I will show in a few minutes. We worked on glyphosate, and probably most of you know that glyphosate is a broad-spectrum herbicide which is nonspecific and post-emergence. And it has the formula that's shown, the molecular weight. One of the interesting thing about it chemically for us is that it has three functional groups. That's why it has three pKa values. It has phosphonic group, it has carboxylic group, and an amine group. The adsorption kinetics experiment we carried out to determine the rate of reaction and what's the time required to for the equilibrium to reach to arrive at equilibrium. We did adsorption desorption experiments to see how easy for the adsorbed glyphosate to be desorbed, and the type, if it coincides or doesn't coincide with the adsorption. And then we studied the effect of solution ionic strength and the dominant cation using calcium chloride and potassium chloride as two different media. These are the characteristics of the soils that we worked on. We can see that they all have alkaline pH, which is the dominant characteristic of most of the soils in the Middle East. They are arid and semi-arid areas, so we would expect that the pH will be high. They're calcareous. If you look at calcium carbonate, and these are fairly not too high, really, compared to some other parts of Jordan. Sometimes we have soils that the carbonate can reach 60 and 70%. But these soils, because they do get more rainfall, the carbonate is a little less, but still they're calcareous soils. They don't have any problem of salinity, as you can see. The EC values are small. They have iron oxides, fairly good amount of iron oxides, and there are good amount of clay in them. Most of the clays are in this region, although we don't have the data on them, but they are from previous other colleagues' work. They have more 2-to-1 type of clays. The kinetics, the adsorption of the glyphosate occurred very rapidly in most of these soils, and these three soils that we worked on, with the an equilibrium reaching in about 2 hours. The adsorption kinetics of the Gulf was found to be, we tried two models to fit the data to, the first and second model, first pseudo and the second pseudo model, and the data were found to fit much better with the pseudo second order models. After the first 10 minutes of the study, we found that a very good high percentage of the removal of glyphosate was, if you can see the numbers, 58.5% in soil 1, 65.5% in soil 2, and 72.5% in soil 3, while the removal percentage at equilibrium was 75.7%, 89.1%, and 90.04% in these three soils, respectively. So it's a fairly, compared to many other chemicals, some organics, of course, take much longer time. The time is fairly fast. The experimental result also showed that the herbicide desorption isotherms did not coincide with the adsorption isotherm, indicating there was hysteresis. So if we look at each of these soils, there is adsorption and desorption. So the solid symbols indicate the adsorption curves, and the hollow symbols indicate the desorption. So for any of these soils, and the different colors indicate the different soils. So if this is for soil one, so we can see that the adsorption and desorption plots were not coinciding, which means there was hysteresis, and they did not follow the same path. Hysteresis is often observed in many of the organic compounds when they're studied in soil, when they're sorbed by soil, so it's not unusual. And hysteresis usually indicates that the adsorption mechanism is important in deciding whether there will be hysteresis or no hysteresis. The adsorption mechanisms that we think that are working here, they may include mechanisms such as precipitation, reactions, coordination bonding, and list-specific sorption interactions. Of course, these are general things that take place in soils with many, not with only herbicides, with many organic compounds also. So it depends on the nature of the compound, and in this case we have, like I said, the glyphosate has three functional groups, and it's really adsorbed heavily by soils. The cation exchange capacity, electrical conductivity, the organic carbon, phosphorus content of the clay size fractions were reported in the literature to be responsible for the majority of the chemical activities of soils, which makes sense. The organic matter, broken bonds of clay minerals also, the amorphous iron aluminum oxides, ferric oxides, also are all potential active sites for the adsorption of glyphosate. The effect of the solution ionic strength and the dominant cation on glyphosate, like I said, we tried calcium chloride and potassium chloride with three different ionic strengths of each. It was found that the adsorption of glyphosate increased with the increase in the ionic strength for both cations, for calcium and potassium. And you can see we am using here the molarities, but each one of them, the highest of the potassium chloride and the highest of the calcium chloride have the same ionic strength. They do have the molarities. I'm reporting them here as molarities, but the ionic strengths are the same. So we have three ionic strengths for the two ions. So the sorption of organic compounds also by soil has been reported to be affected by the type of the exchangeable ion in the soil system. One of the factors that leads to this is the hydration of these ions. If we look at the hydrated radii of potassium and calcium, they are 5.3 and 9.6 angstrom, respectively. So it's apparent that when you have the lower cation hydration, it holds a smaller sphere of water, thereby leaving a larger surface domain for the molecules to be absorbed by soil. This is one of the possibilities of why we have the differences in the different cations. We found in this study that the potassium, because of its lower hydration size, the potassium exchange soils were much more effective sorbents than the calcium exchange soils. We tried to study the effect of temperature on the adsorption. We used two temperatures, 25 and 45 Celsius. The increase in the system temperature caused a decrease in the adsorbed glyphosate concentration, suggesting that adsorption is exothermic for two soils, one and two, while the other soil behaved exactly the opposite. And of course, this is also has been reported in the literature that you can have soils with different behavior, some of them being exothermic and some endothermic, depending on the characteristics of the soil and what are the mechanisms that are operating in each of these soils. The exothermic adsorption of glyphosate could be explained by the fact that the adsorbate-adsorbent bonds weakened with increasing temperature to lessen the adsorption. In contrast, like I said, in soil 3, it was found to increase with increasing solution temperature for all initial concentration we used, indicating that it is an endothermic reaction. Okay, try to go a little faster. And then we studied calculated all the thermodynamic parameters, delta H, delta S, and delta G. We can see that delta G is all negative for all of them, indicating that this is, in all of these soils, it was a spontaneous reaction, and very fast. The values of delta H and delta S indicated on soil 1 and 2 that both enthalpy and entropy were working and driving forces in the adsorption reaction. The thermodynamic of the desorption, there was not much difference between the trends we found in the adsorption and desorption, indicating that similar mechanisms were operating in both cases. We also calculated the isosteric heat of adsorption. The isosteric heat of absorption is a very good measure of the heterogeneity or homogeneity of the surface. If it does not change with the surface coverage, that indicates the surface is homogeneous. If you have variability, it indicates that the surface is heterogeneous. And in soils, we usually, of course, expect heterogeneous surfaces, so it was changing with the surface coverage. So in conclusion, what we could say from this study, that adsorption of glyphosate occurred rapidly with the kinetics well described by the pseudo-second order model. The glyphosate adsorption and desorption were well described by the Friedlich model. We applied the Friedlich model to the isotherms, and there was a pronounced hysteresis of the glyphosate desorption in these soils. Sorption of glyphosate was strongly influenced by the nature of the dominant exchangeable cation, and the results suggested that, like I said, 0.2 molar KCl was a suitable background electrolyte to determine competitive adsorption processes when working with glyphosate. The standard free energy change for the desorption adsorption reaction on all three soils was negative, including that it was a spontaneous reaction. Thank you.